Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I'm talking to Alderman Eddie Andrews, Deputy Mayor of Cape Town and Executive Committee Member for Spatial Planning. And we're going to be talking about the National Arbor Week and Heritage Month celebration on the 30th of August 2024. And that's all happening on quite a special place because it's in the Grand Parade with Nelson Mandela overlooking it. And the Legacy Exhibition is right there at the City Hall. So tell us a little about what you have in mind, Alderman, for this special event in this very special setting.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. In the coming days, we look forward to planting a replacement tree for the tree that the late Nelson Mandela planted about, just after he was released on the 11th of February in 1990. And we specifically using this opportunity now during Heritage Month to discover and experience diversity, which as a matter of fact is also our theme. I think it's important that we recognize that. And also right in front of the grand old dame. So that's why it's important. There's always, a moment to reflect on our journey as a country. We've journeyed for 30 years as a democratic dispensation, but also utilize the platform to raise awareness about the importance of the environment and the importance of trees and how do we examine our relationship with the environment. And what decisions as individuals do we need to make to contribute towards South Africa's diversity, but more importantly, our shared future. So at the end of August, of course, we will not just have a sort of a tree replacement program, but also unveiling a mosaic bench and a plaque in memory of Madiba on the Grand Parade. And that is why it's such a momentous occasion for us to use this opportunity we have during Heritage Month to raise awareness about heritage, diversity, and also examine our relationship with the environment.
But I must say that the space that you chose, doing it on the Grand Parade, you are in a sense in a heritage site. I mean, as I said, we talk about the Nelson Mandela, I'm going to call it museum, which has the Legacy Exhibition. The Grand Parade itself has got a history. Right across the way, there's the Castle of Good Hope. And then up the road, what used to be the old granary is now called the Desmond and Leah Tutu Center, home of the Truth to Power exhibition. So I think that's quite an appropriate area to be doing something as special as that. Now, the bench itself, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I think if you look at the site in question, precisely for those reasons, what most people may or may not know, depending on if you're a tourist in your local city, it's also part of our heritage route, precisely because of all those attractions that you've just mentioned.
Thank you, Alderman Eddie Andrews, talking to us about the National Arbor Week and Heritage Month celebration, which will be kicked off on 30th of August 2024. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.